Super Talk Mississippi Media Production.
You can wrap this one, my friend, in maroon and white. 10 seconds, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Bingo!
You're listening to Thunder and Lightning on Super Talk Mississippi, covering Mississippi State sports like nobody else.
It's Wednesday night. You know what that means. It's Thunder and Lightning live here on Super Talk Mississippi. I'm Brian. Hey, Dad, thanks for joining me here on a Wednesday evening. Rhino is down in Studio X. Rhino, it's going to be back on a Wednesday. Last week, it just didn't feel right. Thursday is not Thunder and Lightning Day. Wednesday, that's the day that we have. So we're glad you're back with us here. We are presented by Dossett Big Four. If you are looking right now, if you are in the market, you're thinking, I got to get a new car. I got to trade this thing in. I'm driving. I got to get a new car. Dossett Big Four in North Mississippi is the place to go. 47 years of selling cars and serving their community. Check them out, DossettBig4.com, or you can stop by their location, 628 South Gloucester Street, or just give them a call, 662-842-4162. A little later in the show, starting in the next, I guess about 13 minutes from now, we're going to replay an interview from SEC Media Days, because I never really got to comment that much on it. The way our Media Days was set up, and we had so much content that we were trying to push out, I don't know that I had enough time to really tell you what I thought about what Jeff Lebby had to say. So we're going to replay that interview with Mississippi State head football coach Jeff Lebby, just so you, in case you missed it. It's very possible that you did, but just because I want to give my thoughts on what he had to say. State picked 15th in the SEC, lower than I picked them. I had them at 11th, I believe, on my ballot, which means I think they're going to be somewhere in the 7-5 to 5-7 range. Hopefully closer to the top than the bottom, for sure. And I saw a really good post on one of the message boards. I think it was on 3. They said that State fans this year are going to be happy one way or the other, because either Lebby's going to get better, or they're going to get another coach. No, those are the only two options. There is no middle ground for Jeff Lebby. I really agree with that. I think Lebby will find a way to win 7 or more games, or Lebby will be removed from his duties, and Mississippi State can go out and find a head coach they feel like can elevate this program. I was surprised. I don't know if surprised is the right word or not, but pleased is the right word or not either. But the confidence that Lebby and his players spoke with, coming off the season they had last year where they had so many tough losses in the middle of the season, and then those turned into bad losses at the end of the season. I mean, after they beat Arkansas, they got pretty much handled by Georgia, by Missouri, by Ole Miss, and then again by Wake Forest in the bowl game. So didn't close out the season with a lot of momentum. They talk to me like a group of guys who expect to be successful in 2025 or 2026. And, that goes a long way, in my opinion. I said this last week. I think that going into the season the last couple of years, talking to Lebby, talking to, Blake Shapen and the players that they brought, I got the impression that they wanted to win. They were going to do everything they could to win, but I don't necessarily know that they believed they were going to win, especially from Lebby, who, I've talked about it many times. I feel like Lebby is really honest with us when it comes to his team. Is he coach speaky? He absolutely is. Are you going to hear some cliches in a few minutes? You absolutely are. But if you ask him a question about how do you feel about your roster, he will tell you the truth. I really have come to appreciate that from him over these past, 3 seasons. And I thought the optimism was there from him. And I thought the optimism was there from Kamario Taylor, from Kelly Jones, and from Anthony Evans. All 3 of those guys felt like they were talking to me in a way that they believe they are going to be successful this year. They believe they've put in the work. They believe they have the talent. They believe that they've improved in the areas they need to improve in. They believe that the coaching is going to be better than it was last year. And I think they believe in Jeff Lebby. Lebby, for whatever reason, and, it's a great sign that if he could ever be successful, he really could be really successful, is that his players buy into him. They believe in him. You know, especially, I think Kamario Taylor especially really buys into Jeff Lebby. And so that's why you want to, you know, if he could just get it going, I feel like he could really take off a little bit. I do believe that. I believe Lebby is an outstanding play caller. I think his offensive system is innovative. I think it gives State a chance with the athletes that it can recruit to be successful on that side of the ball. I have a lot of trust for Zach Arnett. There's a lot of positive things to say about Mississippi State. There are an equal number of negative things to say. But if you just want to look at it from the perspective of I think this team is going to be better and here's why, I'm not going to shout you down. If you want to sit there and tell me this could be a team that wins 8 games, that's a big ask. You're going to win 5 SEC games and your 3 non-conference games. Really tough. Means you're going to have a big upset in there because 8-4 would mean you beat one of Alabama, LSU, Oklahoma, Texas, Ole Miss. But if you want to sell me on that, if you want to sell me the idea that Kamario Taylor is going to be an elite quarterback, maybe one of the best ones in the country by the end of this season, and that this Mississippi State defense is going to take a massive step forward with Zach Arnett and Matt Brock calling the shots, and this offensive line is going to be good enough to do some things, and the State has really good skill position guys with Bothwell and Evans and Marquise Johnson. I think San Francisco McGee is going to have a nice year for Mississippi State. If you want to convince me of all these things, you want to debate me on it, I won't push back very hard, to be honest with you. It all comes down to Lebby to me. And in those crucial moments, is Lebby going to make the right decisions? Last year, and I think he would tell you that he didn't. In the crucial moments, he didn't make the right decisions. I think Lebby is a guy who, by and large, is willing to wear the blame and share the credit, which is, again, a good trait for a head coach. You know, if you go back to the Tennessee, the Florida, and, you know, he talked about the Florida game. He said he loved the call. I would disagree with him on that. But he was willing to say, hey, I made the call, and I live with the consequences of it. And that's the other thing about this past season that gets to me so much is just one more win, and we talk about this team so different. Even if they just won the bowl game. If they had won the bowl game, they were 6-7, I think there would be some more optimism about what Mississippi State is doing this year. But if they had beaten Tennessee or Florida or Texas, if they had won one of those 3 games that they had a chance to win, I think we're talking about Jeff Lebby in a completely different light. We're talking about, you know, okay, this is a team that we believe this year with Kamario Taylor can take a big step forward. They can be a top 25 team. They could be a team that maybe not make the playoff, but a team you don't want to see late in the year, you know. That when they go to Texas on October 31st, they're going to give the Longhorns all they can handle. They did last year. They're going to do it again this year. The margin is so fine for Jeff Lebby, you know. And, you know, he's got no one to blame but himself. He's put himself in these situations through some of the decisions he's made, both in terms of play calling, but even greater in the way that, you know, he handled his first staff. I mean, you go back in time. And if you hire a proven, experienced defensive coordinator, I think your record is different right now. What is State's record the last 2 years with Zach Arnett instead of Coleman Hutzler? Probably still a losing season, but probably not 2-10 year one. And then last year, I mean, I would say that they probably win a couple more games. They're probably a 7-5 team at the end of the regular season. So I don't know, man. I like the confidence, though. It does give me some, I don't know if, again, I don't know that hope is the right word. I don't know that I'm not overly optimistic, but I do see a way for this team to be good. And having the quarterback is half the plan right there. When you're good at quarterback, it's really hard to be a bad team. You got to really try. When you have, especially if you have and now if we go a step further with Kamario, let's take him from good to great. But if you have a great quarterback, how many teams, think about it off the top of your head, just in terms of football, how many teams have a great quarterback and or have a losing season? The list is short. You know, in the SEC last year, who were the great quarterbacks? Trinidad, his team was fantastic. Gunnar Stockton, fantastic. Say what you want about Arch. Arch was really, really good last year. Texas won 9 games. You know? Ty Simpson was really good for Alabama last year. Mateer was good for Alabama last year. They were in the college football playoff. The teams that struggled at quarterback, you know, Pavia was great last year. 10 wins for Vanderbilt. So when you're good at quarterback, it solves so many problems for you. And I think State's going to be good at quarterback, and I think they have a chance to be great at quarterback. And I'll be honest with you, I think they have a chance to be elite at quarterback. I have bought all the Kamario Taylor stock I can get my hands on. Nancy Pelosi didn't buy that stock as quickly as I did. More on Cross in the Morning. I got a tip. I'm doing insider trading on Kamario Taylor. I've bought as much as I can. And when it's time to sell, I'm going to cash out high. I can already feel it. I really do believe in that guy and his ability to elevate this program. All right, when we come back, we'll go back to SEC Media Days and the conversation I had with Jeff Lebby. Really good conversation. Kind enough to join us, if you know what I'm saying. And, yeah, we'll do that, and then I'll give you my thoughts on what Lebby said. So that's what we're going to do here tonight on Thunder and Lightning. We'll be back in just a minute. Thunder and Lightning live here on Super Talk Mississippi. We're back on Wednesday. That's a great thing. Talk to you in just a minute.
Thunder and Lightning on Super Talk Mississippi.
Listen up! There is a storm coming!
We're back here on Thunder and Lightning Live, Super Talk Mississippi. I'm Brian Haydad. If you want to join the show, do it on the C Spire text line, 601-879-4395. And, of course, we are presented by our friends at Dossett Big Four. SEC Media Days. A week ago, I was in Tampa, Florida. And a week ago tomorrow, I talked to Jeff Lebby, head coach of the Mississippi State Bulldogs, to get his thoughts on the upcoming season. But a little bit more than that. So let's go now to my conversation live from SEC Media Days with Coach Jeff Lebby. Sports Talk Mississippi live here at SEC Media Days in Tampa. We are so pleased to have Jeff Lebby sitting here with us. He showed up. He's here. He's going to talk to us. It's great. Great to have a head coach join us. Thanks, Jeff.
Absolutely. Good to be here, brother.
We had the upset of the season just a few minutes ago. I went in the room to eat. Yeah. They had tacos. Didn't get anything on my shirt.
That's a win.
That's a great win. That's a start for Mississippi State this year.
That's a win.
First real question here is this. This is your third Media Days. It's your third time without a tie. How many ties do you own?
Maybe two.
You and me both.
Yeah, maybe two.
I'm just not a tie guy.
I'm not either.
Good man.
Yeah.
All right, I want to go. Now we'll talk something real here. People are going to ask you about your team today.
Yeah.
They want to know about this season. I want to ask you about your program.
Yeah.
In year three now, how do you feel? You know, I'm sure as a coach you set markers. But this is where we want to be in year three. What are those markers like for you? Where are you in year three?
Yeah, I've talked nonstop about trajectory. Like trending the right way, and to me, we took this great step year one to year two, mm-hmm. and now we're built and set up to go take the same step year two to year three, and confident for a lot of reasons. The three guys walking around with me today create some confidence, and I'm really excited about being able to get back on the grass here in 2 weeks and get it going. So from a program standpoint, man, there's great belief, there's great confidence, there's edge, there's energy, there's urgency, and what's going inside our walls, I'm proud of.
What's something that Jeff Lebby in year three knows that Jeff Lebby in year one doesn't?
Yeah, I think the time that it takes for all of the people inside your building to really follow suit, and how you're constantly trying to get guys to pull the rope the same way while the change is constant and the target changes, but you're always trying to create, again, the urgency and the pulling of the rope the same way. And I didn't know how much time that would take, but it has. It's taken a lot of time. But I do. I love the people inside our walls, man. And there's this incredible amount of buy-in. But to me, it's there because it takes time. And that's something that you don't know until you live it.
And retention's a big part of that. You think about the players you brought here with you.
Yeah.
If any one of those guys had jumped into the portal, they would have been big money guys. And that's not to mention Isaac Smith or Zachary Tillman or that. Is it validating for you as a coach? You're like, my guys are here. They want to be a part of this. And we're all, as you said, sort of pulling the rope in the same direction.
I'll talk about this a lot today. But without a doubt, probably the thing that I'm most proud of since I've walked in the door is the way we retained our roster this January. And to me, again, it speaks to what is going on inside our building. Mm-hmm. Obviously, the three guys that are here with me today, the list is really long. You mentioned Isaac, Zachary, Tyler Lockhart. Mm-hmm. You mentioned like Fluff, mm-hmm. Aiden Williams, all these guys that, again, man, they want to be here. And there's belief. And they know that we're going to have the ability to go get it done.
You brought in a lot of experienced coaches to your offensive staff this year. You bring in Kevin Johns, Phillip Montgomery, Mason Miller coming back to Mississippi State. Just yesterday you announced Matt Wells is joining your staff. How important was it for you to add to that side of the ball? Because offensively these past couple of years, they've been good. I don't think either one of us would classify it as great, but good. So is this about making that jump from good to great and just having another voice in your ear?
It is, and another set of eyes that I trust. And, again, guys that have lived it, have gone through it. You mentioned Monty and KJ, both guys that have called plays for a long time. Obviously, Monty, the head coach at Tulsa, and guys that have had great success in calling plays. And so I love that we've added that experience to the room. It's been great for me. And again, guys that are, man, they're about the right stuff. And so that's been fun.
All week when people talk, I've talked to some former players, and they're like, you know, do your job is a very football statement right now. Like, do your job. Everybody has a job. Do yours. Yeah. If we were on LinkedIn and I said, give me what Kamario Taylor's job is, what's the synopsis of the job of the quarterback in this system?
Well, I talk about it nonstop with him. I'm sure he'll talk about it today. The first piece of his job is to make sure he's starting a minimum of 13 games. That's
a good starting point.
That's the first part. Yeah. And for him, man, it's all about predictable outcomes. Mm-hmm. That's what it is. And me being able to call something, know what the outcome is going to be before we snap the football. And he's put himself in a great position to be able to go play free and play fast. We all understand the ability that he has. But, man, has he spent time this spring and this summer to give himself a chance to go have a great year.
I forget who I had talked with, but he said make the routine plays routinely.
Yeah.
Is that a
– I talk about making the layups. Mm-hmm. All the layups, man, make the layups. The game is hard enough as it is. There's a lot of moving parts. There's a lot going on, especially for our guys in our system at the QB position. But, man, we got to make the layups.
So I knew coming down here that people – when I talked to people at Mississippi State, they were going to talk about Kamario Taylor.
Yeah.
I've been surprised at how high everybody is. I mean, even Nick Saban yesterday had some really pointed words about Kamario. Is he the kind of player that can block out all that outside noise?
I think without a doubt. And we're going to find out. But I do. And that I wouldn't have brought him today if I didn't think that. And this is a guy that is incredibly mature. Man, he's serious about being great, and that that has been a lot of fun for me, just being able to coach him and see his progression now set up to go have a great year.
I learned a word this week. It's traitsy. I had never heard this word before, but three different people have described Kamario as traitsy. So we see all the physical tools, right?
Yeah.
When he walks in the door, he looks like a million bucks.
Yeah.
We see the film of him throwing it 75 yards. What is it off the field? What are the intangibles with Kamario that you make him think he's going to be a success?
Yeah, consistency. Just the same dude every single day. Who he is, his energy, how he gets the best out of the people that he's around every day, and he does that through consistency. And that to me is what's been a lot of fun to see.
So I have a real addiction to Coke Zero. I mean, it's an everyday problem for me. I think you have an addiction. It's recruiting fast receivers.
Yeah.
I think you're addicted to it.
I am.
So you had the fastest one in the country last year in Brennan Thompson. What a season he had for you. You bring in Marquise Johnson. You bring in Zion Ragans, a guy you knew from Oklahoma. Can those guys step into that role that he gave you of that guy who can take the top off the defense at any time?
Yeah, I think we've got incredible depth in that room. There's a lot of competitiveness throughout that room. I cannot wait for fall camp so that we can get those guys on the field and be able to go, man, play to their strengths and again, be really, really explosive offensively. That's going to be a huge part of it.
So one thing I've said about you all offseason is I feel like you're very honest with the media when it comes to your roster.
Yeah.
If you feel like your guys are good, like last year with the receivers, we didn't know anything about Brennan Thompson and Anthony Evans, but you were like, we're good. We're going to be good in that room. Same way with the offensive line, you were like last year, like, I don't know, we got work to do. This year you seem pretty optimistic about the group you've put into that room. What do you like about them? Do you feel like you've got five guys that you can put in front of Kamario and your skill position guys and say they can get the job done?
Man, I feel great about six guys. I talked about this at the end of the spring. Us continuing to develop the depth, we've done that. I'm excited to see some 7, 8, 9, 10 get into fall camp and see how we're able to put together those top 10 guys. But without a doubt, not close, best six guys that we've had since I've walked in the door. So, again, a ton of work to do, but we're going to be the best we've been up front, and there's not a doubt in my mind.
How important is it to have a guy like Cannon Boone come back and be in the anchor in the middle of all that?
Yeah, it's huge. For him, his consistency, who he is every day, DJ Chester, just incredibly mature and intelligent and has done a great job inside that room as well. The development of Jakeem Shumpert, I think a guy like Cannon Boone helps that because of consistency and knowing what it's supposed to look like. So proud of Boone, love that he's with us, and he'll be a huge part of it, man.
So defensively, you bring Zach.
That's where we're going to cut this one off, and we'll come back to it in just a minute. But you heard a little bit of it right there, the confidence that Jeff Lebby was talking about with his offensive line room. And one thing I'll never forget, last year I asked him about the receivers. You know, you brought in Thompson, brought in Anthony Evans. These guys didn't have any production. And he just gave me like a little wry grin. He's like, ah, we'll be fine in that room. Don't you worry, kind of thing. And I don't know if he's been as optimistic, but he definitely feels like from a starting perspective, he's going to be okay there on the offensive line. Now, when you say you've only got six, you really need eight or nine. So that's what this next month is going to be about for him, is finding those, finding offensive linemen, call them OL 7 and 8, that can come in and give you some depth, and so you don't have to have your five starters out there the whole way through. So we've got more with our conversation with Mississippi State head football coach Jeff Lebby. We're going to continue that conversation and talk a little bit more about this upcoming season for Mississippi State, a crucial season for Mississippi State, for Jeff Lebby, and for all involved, because it really has reached that point now where Jeff Lebby has got to take a big step forward here at Mississippi State. So we'll talk more to him in just a minute. Back in just a few. Thunder and Lightning live here on Super Talk Mississippi.
State tree.
And Lightning on Super Talk Mississippi.
All right, let's get back to this conversation with Mississippi State head coach Jeff Lebby from last week at SEC Media Days.
And a lot of people ask me today about that, and they're like, is it awkward at all? What I've told them is that people know Zach Barnett can put together a good, tough defense, and that's what Mississippi State needs right now, is a good, tough defense. What does he bring into that side of the ball that you wanted to add?
Yeah, the experience. Being able to know that he has called it, he's lived it, he's done it, he's adjusted it, and he's been through the fire inside our conference calling defense. And so that was a huge thing for me. That is why I wanted Zach to be back in the building, and it has. It's been great, man. He's been a great teammate. He's worked his butt off. Matt Brock's been incredible. And both those guys, what they've been able to do on that side of the ball since January has been an upgrade. And so excited about the way we're going to go play defense.
I believe the kids say that linebackers eat in a Zach Arnett defense. You got a guy on your staff in Jet Johnson who can tell you all about that. I expect a big year from Zachary Tillman and Tyler Lockhart. Are you expecting the same?
I am, and I love the competition in that room. Jalen Smith, Fat Clark, A.J. Rice, Lockhart, and Zachary. I love the competition. We haven't had that, and I think everybody that's close to the program understands that. So really excited about what that's going to look like for us.
You're an offensive coach. If you had to game plan against that guy right there, Kelly Jones, aside from saying don't throw at him, how do you attack when a guy takes away half the field? How do you attack that?
It's uncomfortable. I know that, but I'm glad he's on our team and we don't have to game plan against him. That's a win for me.
No doubt about it. another guy in your secondary, Isaac Smith, who was here with us last year. One of the biggest outliers in college football in that he's been at the same program for 4 years.
Yeah.
He's performed every year that he's been there.
Yeah.
How big is he beyond just what he does on the field? You know what he brings to the field.
Yeah, and I've talked about this. He is Mississippi State, and the guy loves Starkville. He loves our community. He loves the program and our university, and I will forever be grateful for that guy because he's put it on the line for us, and he'll do the same this fall.
I look at week one, and I think a lot of people are going to say, and I know damn well better than ask you about any game other than week one.
Yeah.
We're not even going to fool around Minnesota, South Carolina. Those games don't exist.
That's right.
All right? We're talking about Louisiana Monroe.
Yep.
I think a lot of people are going to look at that and say, I don't know how much we can learn about Mississippi State week one playing Louisiana Monroe. I disagree completely. I feel like we're going to walk away knowing a good bit about your team. How does that offensive line look? How does that defensive line look? How much as a coach, just in general, do you really learn about your team week one to week two?
Yeah, you learn a ton, and everybody talks about the biggest growth happening from week one to week two. For us, man, we want to put a great product on the field week one, obviously opening at home in Davis Wade, knowing that we're not going to be back for a couple weeks. Man, we want to get people really excited about how we're doing what we do, and that's going to be a great opportunity to do it.
So I thought about the best way to ask you this next question because it got brought up yesterday. We'll just say it like this. How would you describe your relationship with Ole Miss's head coach in 2026 versus Ole Miss's head coach in 2025?
Yeah, there's a lot of familiarity. So that's something that is very similar. Mm-hmm. A lot of respect for Pete, obviously, growing up as being a coordinator, calling plays on the defensive side of the ball, mm-hmm. calling defense inside our conference, and now doing the same thing as he's moving into the head coach role. So a ton of respect. I think we all fully aware of, man, what it's going to mean that last weekend in November, and that be a fun one.
So you've been in Starkville now for 3 years. Do you feel comfortable in Starkville? Do you feel at home?
Absolutely, I do. Have for a long time now. And my wife does. My kiddos do. They love it. And it has. It's been an incredible place. And thankful, man. Thankful and grateful for just the community and the connection, how people have operated with my entire family.
If you and I were going to grab lunch in Starkville, where would we go? I'll let you pick. I'll buy, but you got
to probably go to – probably go to Older Brother.
Oh, yes. You can pick one of my sponsors, too. I think somebody told
like
you
that.
On that
Tip
one.
Me off on that.
Good man. All right, last thing before I get you out of here. We got lucky and got an interview with Coach Will Stein. He was just standing there. I said, can we talk? And he did.
Yeah.
He gave us our most viral clip of the week. We asked him about the best high school football player he ever played against. He gave a great story about how this guy, he wasn't on the scouting report. Everybody else on that defense had offers. This guy didn't. They didn't know anything about him, and they thought they would run all over him. It was Luke Kuechly. So I'm going to ask you, who's the best high school football player you ever played against?
He's a family member, and I hate to say it, but it is the truth. It's Kendall Briles.
Really?
No doubt about it. Beat me twice in the playoffs, and, brother-in-law. But
does he rub it in?
He doesn't anymore. He did for a long time. Finally, we're past it.
That's kind of one of those things.
Yeah, I understand it.
Coach Jeff Levy, really appreciate you. Looking forward to seeing you soon again in Starkville. We'll get that sandwich at Older Brother anytime you want.
I love it. Appreciate it, man.
Sports Talk Mississippi, we'll be back with you in just a minute.
Good stuff from Coach Levy. I'm hopeful that you were able to hear what I was talking about confidence. People are going to ask, like, when Golding was up at the podium, people were like, oh, he seems so comfortable in his own skin. I've come to believe that the guy I just talked to, that's just Jeff Levy. Like, it may seem very coach speaky. It may seem a little cliched. I think that's just who that guy is. I think this is a guy who has grown up in football, you know, has been in the coaching business since he was in college. You know, he was a college football player who got hurt and just immediately went into coaching. He's been doing it basically his entire adult life. I'm sure that Jeff Levy, after a couple of beers hanging out by his grill, is maybe a little bit different, but I don't know how much different he really truly is. And if that's the case, and I'm getting the real Jeff Levy there, that's a great sign, you know. And I think that he's comfortable in his own skin. I think that he's comfortable here with this program. I think he really and truly believes they're going to be successful this year. I think that he thinks they're going to take another step forward. He talked about that, you know, when I asked him about building his program, You know, from year one to year two, you can't say that Mississippi State didn't improve year one to year two under Jeff Lebby. Say what you want about the results at the end. You cannot say that. They were clearly a better football team last year than they were in year one. There's no doubt. And it's fair. It's a fair assumption. It's fair to say that they're going to make a similar jump year two to year three. The schedule is very tough, and you do have to play the game of they could be better, but the record might not be better. And that, as a fan, is the last thing you want to hear, right? I don't want to be a fan of a team that's like, well, they're clearly better than last year. They're just not winning any games. You got to, you know, this is a scoreboard league, as they say. So, Lebby, though, I just really do come, he does come across as a coach right now that believes in his team and buys into his team. Somebody's asking me about basketball. Yeah, we are a month away from the start of the college football season. You're asking me a basketball quick. Come on. You have a little, no, I'm not, we're not there yet. We're not talking basketball just yet. Come on, guys. And that, you know, and I encourage you to go check, if you didn't, haven't already listened to them, all the interviews I did with the players on the Thunder and Lightning podcast feed, and they came across the same way. Guys who really and truly believe they're going to be successful this year. I thought, you know, not cocky, but confident. Great. That's what you want. I want confident football players. I don't want guys who think they're going to struggle. I don't want guys who are concerned. You know, I want guys who are like, yeah, day one, we're going to be better. State has to get momentum going in the early part of the season. We've talked about it a number of times now here on this show that ULM, Minnesota, South Carolina, Missouri, you've got to win these games to give yourself any hope the rest of the way. Your first four games, I wouldn't say you're not going to be favored in any of them, right? You might be favored in Minnesota, maybe a slight favorite. I don't know. South Carolina, you're probably not going to be favored. And then, you know, we'll have to see the results of those first three games. But I would think right now, State would be a slight underdog to Missouri. But then your next four games are Alabama, LSU, Texas, or Oklahoma and Texas. You're not going to be favored in any of those games. It's very possible State could be 4-0 when they play Alabama. The possibility does exist. The possibility also exists when they play Vanderbilt on November 7th that they're 4-4. So if you want to get to where you're going, you got to win these first four games. And, you know, getting Lebby to talk about anything beyond week one is, you know, that's like, never mind pulling teeth. That's like, it's just not possible. You cannot get Jeff Lebby. And I said that in the interview. I was like, I know better than to even try. I tried last year, and he was like, well, we got enough to worry about with week one. I was like, all right, I get it. But I do think that first game, and I've said that a few times, that if State rushes the ball successfully against ULM, 200-plus rushing yards. If they can protect Kamario Taylor, I would say no more than two sacks, and even that's pushing it. Really, it should be one. If they are able to get pass rush on ULM's quarterback, they should have more than two sacks of their own. Go back and watch that Eastern Kentucky game from Lebby's first year. They couldn't get after the quarterback on an FCS team. Should have told us right off the bat what was going to go on there. I think we're going to watch that ULM game, and I'm going to be able to tell you, okay, this is a team that's going to go to a bowl game. They're going to be okay, or they're not, one way or the other. We'll do that, and we'll see. But I like the confidence that Jeff Lebby's speaking with. I don't know if I necessarily am going to get woolly. I don't know if I'm going to buy into all the sunshine. But I do think this team can be successful in 2026. That absolutely is a possibility. We'll wrap it up when we come back. Thunder and Lightning Live here on Super Talk Mississippi.
We've sent that Rip Van Winkle.
Lightning on Super Talk Mississippi.
If they call a celebration penalty on this, I'll shoot them.
One last go-around here on a Wednesday night, Thunder and Lightning Live, back on Wednesday, never to be moved again, hopefully. We can say next year, if Mississippi State's day at SEC Media Days is Tuesday, might move it. I don't know. We'll see. I like Wednesdays. I think Rhino does, too. Rhino and I feel like we're both creatures of normalcy. I don't like change. I fear change, if we're being completely honest. Next week, it's back. The Not Fall Camp Tour presented by Pearl River Resort. We will start the tour this year in Hattiesburg. We will be live at Sully's. Hope you will come out and see us. We're going to have some great giveaways and some great guests. Talking about the Golden Eagles next week. And then the week after that is the start will stop. Mississippi State football will be live on Sports Talk Mississippi, live from the landing here in Starkville in the Cotton District. We'll be on the rooftop. So we need the good Lord's listening. I need a nice, clear day. I can live with the heat, but I can't live with the rain on that one. But we will be there live. Haven't got anything confirmed yet, but if you know, you think about the last year, Zach Thelman came out, Chris Jans, Brian O'Connor, Sam Purcell was able to join us, and we had live interview. We had interviews with Jeff Lebby and with Coleman Hutzler. So I don't know if I can get an interview with Zach Arnett for that one or not. I would like to be able to, but if one way or the other, we'll make it work. So come check us out. And then the 18th, I don't think our location is set yet, but we will be in Oxford on the 18th to wrap up the Not Fall Camp Tour with the Ole Miss Rebels. Again, more details to come. If you're not following Super Talk or Sports Talk Mississippi on our social media channels, you're missing out. We've had a ton of great content over the past couple of weeks, especially coming out of SEC Media Days. A lot of great short videos, posts, graphics, everything like that. So follow us on all sports social media, Facebook, Twitter, TikTok, Instagram. I don't know if we're on is Vine still a thing? I don't think that it is. So we'll move forward from there. So am I correct here? I guess I'm pretty close. A month from today, well, a month from now this week, the Wednesday a month from now, we'll be talking about game one. We'll be talking about Mississippi State versus ULM. We'll be at the point of no return for this college football season. It will be here, and it's getting closer and closer every day. Fall camp, I haven't gotten a date on the start of fall camp. I know the Golden Eagles, I know USM starts on the 4th, and Ole Miss starts on the 6th. So if I'm State, I'm definitely starting on the 5th. I'm definitely going to do that. But I don't know for sure. I haven't gotten the word from Mississippi State regarding that or any kind of post-practice availability. You know, normally the first practice, they'll let Lebby come out there and talk, and then he'll come back once a week. The players will be available, you know, as they are. And then we'll have our media day. That's usually like the second week of camp, I think, where that's the one time a year we get to talk to the assistant coaches. Quite a different – it's so different. I think about just from my own perspective, I do a pregame show up here in Starkville on WKBB. And Leach's first couple of years, I got an assistant coach every week, and I would have him on, just a different assistant coach, and talk about whatever. And now I get one a year. When I see Zach Arnett on that day, I may not talk to him again, you know, unless I run into him at a restaurant or something like that. So it's one of those things. Heard Brian just say he's bought in all the Camario stock he can, which basically means where will he end up next season? He ain't ended up anywhere, buddy. That kid's not going anywhere. I won some money off of a friend of mine last year with Josh Hubbard having this exact same discussion. Camario Taylor's not going anywhere. Mario Taylor is a Bulldog. He wants to be a Bulldog. He believes in Jeff Lebby. He's not going anywhere. So I'm not concerned about that in any way, shape, or form. And, you know, it's one of those things with Mississippi State fans that just drives me insane. As soon as a player, first time, try to think of one of the true freshmen, J.J. Hill. First game, J.J. Hill busts a 50-yard run. I guarantee somebody's in my mentions going, well, he'll be in the portal next year. Bunch of Eeyores, guys. I understand it hasn't been great, but we can buck up a little bit, can't we? It's going to be all right. It's going to be fine. I'm excited for football season. This is the point in the year, though, I think, where everybody who is a fan of college football, regardless of who your team is, this is the point where you're just like, it's time. You know, we've been without it for long enough. The national championship game has been enough in the rear view now that I'm ready to move forward into the 2026 season. And I'm looking forward to it. I feel like I can be pleasantly surprised. I'm not going to push my chips in just yet. Kamario Taylor is one thing, but as far as the team goes, yes, I'm still going to be apprehensive because I want to see the improvement. But again, I do feel like I can see it pretty quickly. If they're 2-0 going to South Carolina, I'm going to feel really good about this team's chances to get a win down there. I will say that. So we will see. All right, guys, back on Sports Talk Mississippi tomorrow. And don't forget, Friday, Sports Talk Mississippi will be live at the Little League Dixie Youth World Series. I forget the exact name. Forgive me. But we will be down there live in Laurel for some youth baseball, so that'll be a lot of fun. And then next week, the Not Fall Camp Tour gets up. No Thunder and Lightning next week, by the way. I will be out on vacation next week. I am going to work for Tuesday, but that's it. So no TNL next week. Hey, Rhino, you got an extra day off. All right, talk to you guys later. It's been Thunder and Lightning Live here on Super Talk Mississippi.
A Super Talk Mississippi Media Production.